You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? Well, there's a story that's going to make people think twice about their password. Every year you see these stories that come out where they list all of the ridiculous passwords that people use. Well, Password, a cybersecurity company, took a look at all of the various password combinations to figure out which ones were the easiest for hackers to break into. And they said, Jeremy, that if you've got any password that's only 6 characters or fewer, that can be cracked instantly.
Instantly, you say?
Instantly. Wow. Just like if your password is all lowercase letters and less than 9 letters long, cracked immediately.
Holy cow.
Passwords, they say, don't really get secure like that until they're 14 letters long. The best thing you can do is go 12 letters with upper and lowercase and numbers and
a picture.
Letters.
You got to draw a little picture and
yeah,
fingerprint.
And a special character.
My buddy Sarat, who's a cybersecurity expert,
yeah.
You should see that guy put in his passwords when he tries to get into something. It's like, he like types for like 10 minutes. He's like, nobody's getting into this. It's like, my God, how do you remember that?
How does he remember it?
I don't know, but his passwords are like 40 characters long. It's crazy.
Well, but those are the ones
that's his business. That's what he
allegedly
does.
Will take hundreds, thousands, millions, or even in some cases, trillions of years to crack, which is pretty crazy. I interviewed your buddy Sarat because I'm writing a new Eric Swan spy thriller that's about a hacker. And I said, I need an expert. You turned me on to, you know, his line of work.
Yeah.
He scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. He's fun to talk to.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going on. On a completely different note, it doesn't matter that it's not Halloween. It doesn't matter that it's not even Easter yet. They say candy sales right now are at an all-time high. Americans have never been as hooked on candy as they are today.
A little sweet tooth going on, huh? Man, I love gummy bears. I could eat bags and bags of gummy bears. That's my thing.
That is.
I'm not a chocolate guy, none of that. I want gummy worms, gummy bears, the gummy cherries. And
see, I'm not into that stuff, so I'll take the chocolate.
It.
You and I would get along fine. We'd be able to split
gummies.
All of our candy.
And before you rush to your computer to send me the video on how they make gummy bears, I've seen it. I know all about the pig fat and blah, blah, blah. It's not stopping me. I'm going to keep eating them.
You're not changing his mind, everybody.
No, I mean, you're not. So
this survey says 83% of us eat candy when we're on a road trip. What's wrong with the other 17% of people? What are they?
Carrots and grapes.
It's my wife.
My God.
Pass the carrots.
When we announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations a couple of weeks ago, we had a laugh over the fact that Dolly Parton was one of those that's been nominated. Again, fame. Well, even Dolly has now kind of stood up and said, I have not done anything to deserve being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so please, I am withdrawing my nomination.
All right.
I got to say, that's pretty damn cool of Dolly.
Yeah.
But she's right, because we talk about that stuff all the time. They put almost anybody in if they're just a musical performer.
She doesn't need that in her
life. And at some point, you got to draw the line.
And she's
and
probably
I love
like,
Dolly Parton.
I don't want to go to that big ceremony.
That's
take,
probably
take
what
take up
she's
one
saying.
Of my weekends. And
I'm sure that's what she's saying.
I don't need
that. And then the last thing I've got for you is this study. Pay attention. Do you eat a lot of protein in your diet, Jeremy? You're pretty big on the protein.
I have a protein shake in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scientists say now a high-protein diet may be reducing men's testosterone levels, which can lead to erectile dysfunction.
Really? That's what's going on with me.
And low sperm counts.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Too much protein.
My counts could be, well, my counts are zero, essentially, right? After the big V? If I were to go in and get tested, they'd be like, there's nothing in there.
Well, I think it's in there, it just can't
get out.
It's
in there, but it's essentially zero.
It's trapped.
Yeah. Help, help, help. All right, well, I guess I'll cut back on the protein.
What else is going on?
Well, trending here locally after a 2-year hiatus because of the Rona, the old Coors Brewery tour is firing back up this week. They said they've made several enhancements to the tour facility over the past couple months, as well as an upgraded tour format, which includes a new lounge. You're going to go lounge it. personal tour guides, free samples throughout the tour, and you get a complimentary aluminum cup when you go take the tour, okay. Which is kind of cool, I guess. Cool. The tours are 90 minutes, $20 a person. And I tell you what, I've lived here my entire ding-dang life, and I have never done the brewery tour up there. So I might shuffle up to Golden and check that out. You said you did the tour a long time ago.
I did it once, but it was 30 years ago.
Yeah. So I might try it because I've never tasted Coors before, Dom. I've never done that. Uh-oh, parents, check it out. More Encanto, whatever. It's that annoying Disney movie. There's more of it coming. There's a new sing-along version coming to Disney Plus on Friday.
And I thought the whole thing was sing-along.
It is. Basically, the whole thing is a sing-along. This time now, though, they're going to put the little words at the bottom that light up when you're supposed to say the correct words.
With the little dancing ball that goes over each syllable?
Back in the day, it was the little bouncing Mickey Mouse head. But this time around, I think it just lights up, they said. That movie's been streamed over 180 million times globally, and the soundtrack is in heavy rotation at my house. In fact, after dinner last night, they said, "Hey Alexa, play the Encanto soundtrack."
Everybody was singing
along in the kitchen, except me. I had to leave. I can't anymore. I just can't. Okay.
I have to say, as a Disney stockholder, I am thrilled with all of this news.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge
keep buying
thing
it
right
for
now.
Your kids, everybody.
I guess it's official. Oh, now Pete Davidson is going to be going to space. They did make it official. He's going to be hopping on that PP Ding Ding rocket, the Blue Origin Bezos rocket, later this month, it sounds like. It'll be the fourth manned mission for Blue Origin's Shepard program and the 20th rocket launch in their history, it sounds like. The big takeaway, who cares? It's a bunch of people on there that nobody knows who they are, and then Pete Davidson's going to be parked there getting higher than he normally is, let's say.
You know, it made total sense when William Shatner did it, but what is the sense in Pete Davis? Is it just trying to get the most name recognizable?
It's name recognition. He is so big right now that they're like, let's put him on one of these rockets, and we're going to get so much publicity with Pete.
Fair enough.
Man, it's a good move on Bezos' part. So there you go. Here's a weird life hack that's making the rounds this morning. It's coming off TikTok. It's a woman who, when she does her grocery shopping, instead of using reusable bags or the bags that are at the grocery store, she brings a suitcase to the grocery store and just kind of slides it under the cart there, gets all of her groceries. And then when she's done, she plops the suitcase up there at the end of the conveyor belt, loads everything in it, and wheels it out. She says it's a huge time saver. You're saving the earth, right? Because you're not using any sort of bags. And of course, though, people online are mocking her for it, telling her it's a dirty way to do things. And I think it's a really good idea. Especially
if
it does those little wheels, right?
There's like a little drizzle on your way home or something. You've got it all covered.
A little drizzle in there. That's funny. What else is going on? Anything else for you? Oh, this is really going to get Putin, you guys. The Wisconsin Mustard Museum has temporarily removed all of the Russian mustards from its exhibits. So that's going on. Oh, and then I do have to tell you about this cat and dog that are really big.
Wait a minute. Go back one second.
What's
that? Because there's another Putin story that's hilarious, that Elon Musk went on Twitter and challenged Vladimir Putin to a fist fight. And he said it's like winner take all. It's the future of Ukraine is at stake. Elon Musk has volunteered to fight Vladimir Putin.
I want to see it happen.
The comments that kinds of go to bed, Elon. He's just drunk.
Are you drunk tweeting? Yeah.
It's very funny.
Real quick, this isn't our clickbait, but there is a cat and dog that are big on Instagram right now because of how bonded they are. I guess every time they take the cat to the vet or something like that, they got to bring the dog too, and they essentially snuggle the entire time, and they're like the best buddies. It's Bears and Bella on Instagram, and the only reason I'm telling you this, it's gone viral, and it's a local Colorado story. So I know how much people love Instagram and cats and dogs, so check that out. It's on our Facebook. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Also on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, I posted a video this morning of a girl in Louisiana who's gone viral after she made her very first shot in a basketball game and made it. And she immediately sprinted to the sideline to hug her dad, and she started crying, and he was crying, and everyone in the stands was crying. It's a really, really cute video today. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.